And the reason why he said, I don't accept ontological argument is that ontological argument treats existence as a predicate. Existence is not a predicate, therefore the whole argument falls. Now the word predicate is very important in logic. I shall just take a few minutes to explain to you the word predicate. In the time of Kant, the logic formulated by Aristotle was very prominent. As you know, Aristotle was the first man to write a book on logic. Not that he invented logic, but wrote the first book on logic. And he expounded logic. Now, in his exposition of logic, he said, that before you start asking questions, is it right, is it wrong, which is the normal question of mind, of intellect. The greatest business of intellect is only this, is it right, is it wrong? After all the questions which are raised by intellect are only these two, is it right, is it wrong? Determination of right and wrong, the truth or falsehood, is the fundamental business of intellect. So he said, when intellect starts asking this question, you must proceed with the question in a logical manner, that is to say, step by step, so that at no time you are trapped in confusion. Because one of the enemies of intellectual thinking is confusion. Intellect, whenever it begins to think, at a certain stage it happens to get confused. This is a difficulty of intellectual process. So if you want to get rid of confusions, your first starting point was that whatever is to be proved or disproved, you first make a statement of it very clearly. Because very often people fight truth, falsehood, and they are themselves not sure what is to be established or what is not to be established. On that very basic question there are difficulties and they go on quarrelling. So he said that before you start any quarrel, let all the parties to debate state down very clearly what is to be proved and what is not to be proved. Now that statement, he said, must be stated in a logical form. In order to be very sure that your statement has no confusion in it, he himself gave a real form and he said that if you state any proposition, any statement in that form, you can be sure that at least the statement is logically clear. So in a very simple way he said that in order that a statement is said to be logically correct, not true or false, but logically at least, that the clarity of the statement is to be judged if it conforms to the following form. That the statement should have three parts. If it has only two parts, it is not a logical statement. If it has only one part, it is not a logical statement. If I say this, it is not a logical statement.
If I say this, it is only one part, therefore it is not a logical statement. If I say run, it is not a logical statement. It is only one part. I am in the process. It is not a complete statement. There are only two parts. Process of what? I am in the process of running, I am in the process of talking. Unless there are three parts, a statement is not a statement. It is not what is called logical proposition. The first part is what is called subject. The last part is called predicate. And the middle part is called copula. Copula is that which joins the subject and the predicate. The famous example is all men are mortal. Now in this statement, all men is subject. Mortal is a predicate. and R is popular, all men are mortal. So the three points are connected together. This is a logical proposition. Now this you can debate whether it's right or wrong. If you simply say all men are, it's not a complete statement. R mortal is not a complete statement. Merely R is not a complete statement. Mere mortal is not a statement. Mere man is not a statement. When you put all the three things together, that is a logical statement, which you can now debate, true or not. Subject is that about which predicate is predicated. It's a definition of subject. The subject is that about which the predicate is predicated. All cats are black, which is not true, but suppose we make a statement, all cats are black. You can debate it now. It's a statement, logically, it's a clear statement. Now you can debate whether it's true or false. This statement is not true because we can verify that some cats are not black. So you can come to the conclusion, and therefore you can debate the statement, all cats are black is not a correct statement. You do find some cats which are not black. All black cats are black. All black cats are cats. Answer, all black cats are black. This statement is true, isn't it? This is called tautology. Tautology is a statement in which the predicate repeats what is in the subject. All men are men is a tautology. And Aristotle said that when you can prove that predicate is a part of the subject, it is almost like a tautology. And that all tautologies are true, you can be sure. All tautologies are true, therefore there is no question about debating. And when tautologies are not put forward very easily, very clearly, if you can show that they are tautologies, then you have proved your case. That was a simple method of proving whether a statement is right or wrong. If you can show that a predicate, would you like to sit here? No? If you can show all men are mortal, if you can show that mortality is a part of humanity, then this statement is true. It means that all mortal men are immortal. All mortal men are mortal. This statement is true. Because you have shown that the predicate is a part of the subject.